Regarding the Java Web User Group, I hereby submit my time as a JUG leader is now over. It has been a great pleasure to serve you all, and I have many fond memories of the user group meetings and definitely the people who came along and gave up their time. I have the greatest respect for them most of all, especially the speakers. You represent the craft and endurance of our industry. So long may you continue doing so. So the Java Web User Group is ended, and our final Birds of a Feather number 57 was called the final session remix appropriately, and it took place at Skills Matter. It was a great night with many fond memories of truly great people. I would personally like to thank Mike Burton and Neil Bartlett for volunteering their lightning talks and their time and effort. And Mike Burton took part and delivered a pleasant Java Seven Faces theme talk, and Neil Bartlett gave in the end a Scala talk, as well as myself. In fact, Neil offered us a choice of the Fardin framework or Scala modules. Really good stuff, guys. I'd like to thank you all very much for your support of the Java Web User Group over the past 6 years, from 2004 to 2010. I really hope you enjoyed the ride. I certainly have. And I've come to the conclusion that community is very strong and it needs to remain strong. There were even two newcomers at last night's event, Stuart and Nicholas, who their names will actually live in my memory right to the end. It's just a representation of a meet of the moving feast, which is Java community groups. You know, even at that very end of the user group, we had two new people, which makes it like a very difficult target to track, actually. And even though attendance has been hasn't been great, there's lots to be admired. And so you can follow the history of the Java Web User Group by looking at the JWola blog. And I should have put there a Prezi, which is a Papa Romeo Echo Zebra Indigo, that Prezi, a presentation in Flash, which illustrates the history of the Java Web User Group. I spent some time attempting to collate all of the Birds of a Feathers, all the titles of the Boss and Code Camps and Professional Code Jams. And just like the physics of the early universe, from the early days, from BOF number one, meeting number one to number 14, it's lost in the ether and perhaps has to be tracked down, those real official titles. I am, however, really proud of all the talks that from 1 to 57 of our BOFs, and we had some really great talks, including three delightful QCon specials, various Skills Matter exchanges, including Grails Exchange, and lots of other free events, and sometimes sponsorship from Paramus, the OSGI in the Enterprise talk was really fantastic. And then we had QCon London special events, which were oversubscribed and really great memories and really fantastic times. I'm particularly proud of the quality of the local stars who came suddenly from nowhere. People like Emmanuel Ocheri, Mike Burton, Phil Zoe, and of course Lewis Emmett, and who now lives in Switzerland. Those, and probably other people who I'm sorry, I apologize if I left you out by name. And I'm really proud of how these guys really developed and really improved on their craft. So sadly, this is the end of the Java Web User Group as far as organizing heavy lifting events, Birds of a Feathers and meetings. However, if you're still subscribed to the email address, email list, I suggest you don't subscribe. I suggest you rather continue to network, ask questions of each other, swap business cards, do whatever you can to continue the London Java community. So with that, I bid you adieu, and I see you in cyberspace for another audio boon. Goodbye. So long, and thanks for the